Have you ever wondered if the person you see in the mirror is actually who you are? Most of us carry an unshakable conviction that we're separate beings, distinct, isolated, fundamentally alone. But what if this certainty is actually an elaborate illusion, like a mirage that vanishes the moment you get close enough to see clearly? This isn't philosophical speculation. It's a lived reality, accessible through meditation, one that reveals something extraordinary. Beneath our constructed identities lies an infinite, unconditional love that forms the very fabric of existence. This isn't romantic love or the conditional affection we're used to. It's what we might call original love, a boundless appreciation and connection that exists prior to all our stories about ourselves. The journey to discover this isn't reserved for monks in mountain caves. It's available to anyone willing to sit quietly and look within. Think of meditation as traveling along a cart track with two essential wheel ruts. A cart needs both wheels to move smoothly. One wheel alone just spins you in circles. The first wheel is mindfulness practice, the gradual cultivation of present moment awareness. The second wheel is awakening, the recognition that what you're seeking already exists within you. Neither path alone can carry you forward. This track winds through valleys, passing four distinct inns where transformation unfolds naturally, each revealing deeper dimensions of what you truly are beneath the surface of your everyday identity. Mindfulness means inhabiting the present moment rather than living in constant internal chatter. Most people experience life like speeding down a freeway, distracted and counting miles. Becoming a meditator is like parking and walking. Suddenly you notice textures, light, birdsong, insect movement. When you slow down and treat each moment as worth experiencing, you broaden your life. The practice begins simply. Settle down, become still, surrender resistance to being present. Use your breath as an anchor, taming the monkey mind that jumps between thoughts. Coming home to your body marks the first foundation. The body lives only in the present, unlike the wandering mind. Three additional foundations complete the practice: noticing whether sensations are pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, observing emotional states, and witnessing experience contents. By turning welcoming, non-judgmental awareness toward these aspects, you create a compassionate internal environment. This practice cultivates genuine self-improvement through self-acceptance rather than striving, and fosters self-love, perhaps our greatest unstated need. What makes this revolutionary? It shatters the fundamental assumption that you are what you've taken yourself to be. Five common hindrances appear during meditation: desire, aversion, dullness, restlessness, and doubt. Rather than obstacles to overcome, these become opportunities when recognized skillfully. Desire manifests as wanting something you lack. Locate it as a bodily sensation in your torso, then soften around it. Aversion wants the absence of something present. Attend to your wish for disturbing thoughts to stop, locate that sensation in your chest, then warmly welcome it. Dullness often indicates progress as your nervous system shifts from stressed alertness to rest. Simply love yourself as a sleepy mammal. Restlessness pairs future anxiety with past regret. Locate its sensation and allow it, like sitting beside a swift river. Doubt questions the practice itself, but passes like weather with persistence. A traditional metaphor likens the mind to a bowl of water. Each hindrance disturbs it differently. Desire colors it, aversion makes it boil, dullness covers it with algae, restlessness ruffles it, and doubt makes it muddy. Recognizing these conditions means accepting your mind as it is, and this acceptance brings clarity. Meditation isn't a solo pursuit. Without guidance and connection, you can't access its deeper treasures. Our individualistic culture insists everything depends solely on us, but your life depends on countless forces: DNA, ancestors, every breath, meal, and piece of clothing. Zen tradition recognizes two kinds of power: self-power, what you do yourself, and other power, opening to receive help. While mindfulness emphasized self-power, this second in explores other power through the three treasures: the practice itself, guidance from teachings, and community. These require trust in the practice, the present moment, your very existence. Your life is literally on loan, breath by breath. In meditation, you can attune to these dependencies, recognizing each breath as a sustaining force, sharing its existence with yours. If mindfulness concerns your ordinary self, this second in addresses the soul, the part drawn to art, beauty, awe-inspiring landscapes, and the quest for original love. Breaking the spell of separateness can be profoundly healing, reorienting you from self-protection toward genuine concern for others. The third in explores how meditation opens states of absorption, where the distinction between yourself and the world blurs. Even novices may suddenly rest in deep peace, as if a switch flipped, making meditation easy and beautiful. This absorption represents a threshold before awakening, the last opportunity to experience yourself as you think you are. Many recognize these states as flow, whether in sports, art, or teamwork, where self-awareness quiets and you become fully absorbed. Time becomes irrelevant, activity feels effortless, and sensory experience heightens. In meditation, these exquisite states bring peace and fulfillment that make more irrelevant. Your heart fills with love for life and compassion that urges helping the suffering world. As absorption deepens, you surrender to it, letting it deepen on its own terms. This surrender foreshadows awakening itself, which you also cannot force. For those with trauma histories, these states provide rich balm, bringing polarized parts of the psyche together in self-soothing peace. Awakening cannot be reliably induced. As one Zen teacher puts it, enlightenment is an accident, and practice makes us accident-prone. You create conditions that make it more likely, but cannot force it. Western logic insists on strict separation, me and not me. Eastern logic offers four possibilities: me, not me, both, and neither, meaning something can be simultaneously you and not you. Awakening involves two elements. The sense of separate me vanishes, and consciousness is discovered as all-inclusive. The first three ins worked with a fundamental illusion that you're a center of consciousness behind your eyes. Neuroscience has debunked this, finding no fixed locus in the brain for such an entity. Awakening doesn't require abandoning ordinary life. While changing nothing about life's contents, it transforms your relationship to all experience. The most common awakening is discovering oneness, that beneath separate appearances lies a single fabric. The ordinary observer disappears, replaced by the discovery that all experience is one dream, one body, one mind. This discovery often triggers overwhelming love. Of all forms of original love, emptiness may be the deepest and hardest to grasp. All things are mere appearances without solidity, like falling from an airplane without a parachute, except there's no ground. Yet emptiness isn't void. It's utterly full, the source of all existence. Though it's nothing, it's all creating, both source and substance of everything. Emptiness is infinite creative generosity, the limitless outpouring of existence blazing forth in infinite multiplicity. A deeper awakening happens when the separation between ordinary experience and awakened awareness collapses completely. They're recognized as having always been one. Access to openness becomes stable, and you sense beneficence in every moment. The love you've been seeking has been here all along, woven into each breath, each sensation, each ordinary moment you overlooked while searching for something more. What you've been seeking isn't somewhere else. It's the ground you're already standing on, the awareness reading these words right now, the breath moving through you without effort. Original love isn't something you achieve or earn. It's what you are when you stop trying to be anything at all.